Welcome back to the podcast. First of all, if you enjoy today's little episode, if you find value in it, then as always, I appreciate you leaving a review, whether that's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this, or sharing it to your Instagram stories, or even just getting in touch with me on Instagram, DMing me, and let me know that you found today's episode insightful, helpful, useful, maybe entertaining, probably not entertaining. Anyway, let's jump in. We're going to keep it short and sweet today, as opposed to some of them where I can drag on for ages. And I just want to talk about one quick, I guess, mindset or mistake people make when it comes to their perspective around fitness, around training, around their diet. And that is that all too often, it's very easy for us to believe that we actually have to change a lot more than we actually need to. There's a lot of actuallys in there, isn't there? I think a lot of times people follow bodybuilders, people getting ready for photo shoots, elite athletes, CrossFitters, all that sort of stuff. And we get the impression that, or you get the impression that you have to go to quite extreme lengths in order to see change. You get this warped view of what it takes, of what is required of you when it comes to your fitness, your diet, your activity levels. But the reality is this. In order for you to lose those first few pounds around your midsection, to get back into enjoying your workouts and training consistently, and just to feel a bit more confident about yourself and feel like you're enjoying the process, you don't need to go to extreme lengths right now. In fact, you don't need to go to extreme lengths ever, but you certainly don't need to be dieting yourself down to single digit body fat. You don't need to be hitting 10, 12, 15,000 steps a day. And you definitely don't need to be spending hours and hours and hours in the gym with the best equipment in the most high-end facility, just because you might be following some people that have access to that sort of stuff. And the reason that's the case is those individuals are probably elite athletes or competing in bodybuilding or CrossFit or powerlifting, or they're trying to get absolutely shredded for a photo shoot. And so they have to go to quite extreme lengths. But you right now don't have to do that. In fact, today or this week, you could probably change one or two things. You could add one or two things into your week and start to see progress. You would start to see the scales move in the right direction. You would start to see your strength in the gym improve, your fitness capacity improve. And it probably wouldn't require you to change as many things as you feel like you have to. Again, you've been given this warped sense of what it takes. A couple of obvious examples that spring to mind. And again, this happens time and time again. A lot of times when guys jump on the coaching program, sometimes they're surprised by how little we change in the first couple of weeks, but how much progress they make from those changes. The key is to not set yourself up too big too soon and not set yourself up to fail. So we keep it small and we keep it simple. If right now you're hitting 2,000 steps a day on average, don't worry about 10, 12, 15,000 steps a day. Just set your alarm 20 minutes before you normally would in the morning, before you get up to get ready for work. Just go for a 15-minute walk. If you can, pencil in some time into your diary where you're going to take one of your meetings on the phone, but you're going to walk around the car park outside, or you're going to go for a walk on the weekends. Like, don't worry too much about the big grand goals of what you're trying to achieve. If you're up and down when it comes to your workouts and you're inconsistent and you don't train as rigidly, I suppose, as you might like to, then don't worry about setting yourself hour and a half long training programs at the fantastic gym you've got access to 15 minutes away. Because there will be evenings during the week where you finish up from work, whether you're working from home or you travel back, and you're just knackered, you're just tired. And the last thing you're going to want to do is drag your ass to the gym. And so you're going to miss that workout. So instead of setting yourself up to fail, give yourself something bite-sized to achieve. Commit to doing 10 minutes of push-ups and squats. Commit to doing 50 push-ups as fast as you can. If you've got something at home like a kettlebell or a single dumbbell, one or two exercises. Something that isn't going to take much time at all. Something you can just really focus on and tick it off. And the reason I want you to start with this approach is that it is going to very quickly build momentum for you. And that is what we're trying to achieve with the first 4 weeks when you make these changes, when you decide that you're going to start taking fitness and your nutrition and your general activity levels a little bit more seriously. We're not worried about you doing absolutely everything perfectly. I just want you to start building some momentum. And the way you do that is you start small, you start simple, and you just give yourself one, two, or at most three things that you're going to do on a daily basis, and you just tick them off ruthlessly. And you use those daily wins to build some momentum and to give you confidence that you can do these things. Every time something's on your list and you don't do it, that's going to knock your confidence. That's going to start playing into the belief that you've got about yourself that you can't do these things, that it's too much for you. So don't set yourself up for that. Set yourself up to win by starting small and manageable, by making everything bite-sized. When you open a big novel for the first time, you don't check how many pages there are, because it might be 700 pages. You just read the first page, you just read the first chapter, and you work your way through. You build some momentum. The next day you pick it up. You don't worry about how far you've got to go. If you try and change too much too soon, you're just going to feel overwhelmed. You probably have already tried that several times before, and you're left with this sense that you're trying to keep a dozen or one different plates spinning, and then it all comes crashing down. Like I said, it's completely unsustainable, but the good news is it's also completely unnecessary to do that. You don't need to change that much. Being a little bit more active, training a little bit more consistently, maybe eating a little bit more protein and drinking a little bit less booze. Over the next 2, 3, or 4 weeks, if you did a few things here and there, you would probably see quite significant changes. And yeah, you may get to a point where you have to start doing a bit more, but you don't need to play those cards in your hand from day one. And that's the way I want you to think about it. There is so much you can do to lose body fat, improve your fitness, improve strength, improve your enjoyment, build your confidence. You just don't need to do it all at once. And doing it all at once doesn't net you those results any faster. It just means you run out of trump cards a little bit sooner. You may get to a point where, in order to keep seeing progress, you need to train 4 days a week and not three. But that doesn't mean you need to start with four. If right now you barely string together 2 workouts a week on average, don't worry about working out 4 times. Just hit 2 workouts a week. You may get to the stage where you could do with tracking your calories for a bit, weighing up your food. But if you struggle to just eat protein on a daily basis, if you're not eating enough fruit and vegetables, then the last thing you need to worry about right now is weighing up every single gram of food and drink that you're consuming. You just need a couple of really simple rules and aims in place that you can tick off every single day. Like I said, the goal here is to build momentum and to build confidence so that in 4 weeks' time, you can look back and see all the boxes you've ticked off and you can say to yourself, yeah, I can do this actually. I can do this. I've managed that. That's ingrained now. That's normal. And now I can layer on the next step. Okay? Build a solid foundation, build some momentum. Don't set yourself up to fail. You don't need to do all these extreme things and all these different things in order to see change today. One or two little changes done well, done consistently, I promise you will have a huge impact. So here's what I want you to do. Once you've had a listen to this episode, go away and have a little think about what are going to be those one or two key things that you're going to change that are going to make a difference. Spoiler warning, no, that's not drink more water. And it's not have a morning routine in place. It's more along the lines of, how can you be a bit more active? How can you train a little bit more frequently, a little bit more consistently? How can you add more goodness to your diet or pull back on the amount of booze you're drinking? Those things are going to make a difference. And we need to make a few tough choices right now in order to get the ball rolling and build that momentum. If you need help with this, just ping me a DM on Instagram and we'll have a chat and I will tell you, I'll give you the blueprint of what you can do over the next few weeks. As always, if you enjoyed this, let me know, share it, make sure you leave a review. We're going to keep it short and sweet. We are under 10 minutes. We've got 20 seconds to go. Thank you for listening. That's it. Catch you soon.